Hello, welcome to Under the Surface number 256 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour. So after last weekend's great, the almighty gig in Rotten Christ, and all, it's been quite the week and just getting over it all now. But to kick things off this week, it's 40 years since Live After Death has been released. So let's kick it off with Aces High.
We'll be right back.
while we're on the subject of live albums, there was another classic, the Unleashed in the East, Unleashed in the Studio, some say, but according to Rob Halford's book, it was just the vocals were redone because he had a cold at the time, so that's fair enough, you know. You wouldn't want a squawky version of it anyway, so that was Running Wild. Iron Maiden, I still think, priced a few quid for that riff. It's very close to The Wicker Man if you listen to it. So New Arrivals, a bit of cattle decapitation from their last album, Terracite. Here's a track called The Scourge of the Offspring. Reasonably new band Cattle Decapitation to Acheron, a track called The Art Lord from the Rites of the Black Mass, which has been remastered, one of the old forefathers of death metal, the ones that kicked the whole thing off, but just their name just never really left the underground. Great stuff if you love death metal, that's where it's at. So a couple of new singles across from Metal Blade and various other labels. So first up here, some straight ahead heavy metal from Bullet with a track called Keep Rolling.
We'll be right back. stenches and you're crawling on my skin. Cold sweat, cold blood, cold stenches. We are dying just to win. Since we're living in a wet town, we got a reason to be terrified. We're sucker-sucker by the airtime, and even heroin is gentrified.
After Bullet, there was another great band, Glucifer, with a track called Armadas, which is just straight ahead rock and roll, really, isn't it? With a bit of a Motorhead tint to it, a bit like Peter Pan's speed rock, I always thought, that sort of right now, Fatso Jetson and right that sort of area. And the track was called Armadas from their forthcoming album, which is coming out in January 26. So, back to a couple of other oldies. I was going through the CDs again, Hangnail, and featuring Harry Armstrong, who's now the bass player for Orange Goblin, and various other projects that he has on the go. I can't think of the name of some of them. My End of Level Boss is one. But this is a track from Hangnail from around 2000, 2001, I think, and this is a track called Sunquake.
Tonight, if I seem a little still, there's an echo in my soul, and it's nothing to do with the vibe you're sending through. It's just time for me to go. My soul! Well, excuse me tonight if I seem a little still. We'll be right back.
Following Hangnail, that was Widowmaker with The Widowmaker from the Blood and Bullets album, Dee Snider's band with Al Petrilli back in the early 90s. Twisted Sister back together. Don't know how to feel about that. Don't think I really care, to be honest. But he done an awful lot of slobbering in the press about other bands splitting and then reforming, and all of a sudden it's okay for Twisted Sister. And they're getting headlining slots. Are they really a headliner band? That's the other question. So on to another new one, Metal Church, FAFO, the single's called, and David Ethelson, ex-Megadeth, is playing bass for them. So that was quite a surprise, that one, but it's a good track, so check this one out. We'll be right back. following Metal Church. That was Raven with their take on Metallica's Metal Militia from the No Life to Leather tribute to Kill 'Em All. Some good stuff on there. The Almighty done Four Horsemen, was it? Not really that sold on. And saying that, they were great in the Ulster Hall last weekend. Really good set. Good length of set. Just a pity they ran out of time. Didn't get to do Free and Easy, but all bases were covered there. The only song I'd say wasn't done that would love to have heard was Detroit, but that's just me. Good night out all round. So one day an old compilation album, Grind Crusher, and I'm going to play two back-to-back off it. First up's Terrorizer with The Dead Shall Rise from the World Downfall album.
We'll be right back.
following Terrorizer, that was Carcass Exhumed to Consume. That was off the Symphonies of Sickness album, but the version on Grand Crusher was in fact a different mix. Maybe it was a different recording altogether, it's just a bit more muddy sound, you know. It's Carcass very muddy in the end, but great, great stuff. The Dead Shall Rise, that album, that song changed a lot of people's minds. They've been going, what is this? What's going on here? The speed of that one was just unbelievable. That was just before Brutal Truth hit, like. And it's still as vicious as it sounded back in the day. Marvellous, marvellous stuff. So let's take her down a notch or two. Tesla, really good band. See, they're going out in the States with, I can't remember who it is. I've just seen them. They're supporting somebody big. Is it Guns N' Roses, maybe? Can't think. But this is Hang Tough from their second album, The Great Radio Controversy. And following on from Tesla, a bit more LA metal. That was Rat with Back for More from the Out of Cellar album 1984. And just reread Bobby Blotzer's book. It's the writing, and it's fairly grim. It's about a teenage angst in a man in his 50s, possibly something like that. There, I'm not sure how true some of it is, but there was interestingly enough, he says his favorite gig was in the UK was Castle Donington. Didn't get the bands right that were on the bill. You know, he said, "Oh, Ozzy was headlining." No, he wasn't. That was ZZ Top the year they played. But however, it's worth a read if you like that sort of thing. It's not bad. So I'm going to finish off in the same style, a bit of the old 80s, 90s glammy sort of stuff. And this is a song I just think is one of the greatest songs ever this band ever wrote. And I would say it's even better than anything in Appetite for Destruction. This one's Estranged by Guns N' Roses. And I see they're out next year. They're doing the fairly downsized of the Arena 3 in Dublin, or the Point, or whatever you want to call it. But I haven't seen what price of tickets are yet, but don't know if I'll bother. Wednesday night in Dublin, midweek. Oh, not good. Probably could have done the Odyssey as well, you know. But anyway, this is Guns N' Roses with Estranged. So until next time, look after yourselves.
When you're talking to yourself, I know.